So today we're speaking with Stacy Dickinson. Stacy is the founder of Solutions View, a training and consulting firm outside Seattle, Washington, and they specialize in developing leadership and communication skills, particularly as they relate to collaboration. Stacy, thanks for talking with us.
You're very welcome, Todd. Glad to be here.
So you've been consulting for about 15 years, is what I saw on your website. And have you seen, I guess, changes in collaboration, or I mean, what is the trends in collaboration, or what are you hearing about collaboration today that you haven't heard 15 years ago?
Actually, the sad thing is that I'm still hearing the same thing. We don't do it well. Collaboration, I think, has become even more frustrating for people as we have grown into more of a global economy, if you will, where we are more physically distributed around the world. So that just inherently adds some challenges when you're dealing across multiple time zones. Just trying to coordinate and be able to respect the different cultures. I worked with one team one time, and they had the corporate headquarters were in the U.S., and they were in Brazil, and it was the U.S. West Coast versus Brazil. And time zones invariably made it that people on the West Coast in the U.S. wanted to have meetings during the lunch hour of Brazil. And that's just, it sounds simple, but if we aren't aware of these things, we need to become aware and make that part of our decision-making process in terms of determining when meetings need to happen, what's going to be most productive for everyone, and moving forward in a very respectful way of each other's cultures.
So it seems like as one of the skills in collaboration, you mentioned, is communication.
That's critical.
Not only communicating what you need, but communicating in the right way and at the right time.
Certainly, and ensuring that we all are very clear on what is the measure of success for this collaborative effort. Making sure everyone is on the same page with regard to what is the big picture and how are we going to know when we're done and we're successful. And very often in my experience, I've discovered that many teams are unclear on what the measure of success is, and therefore they don't even realize that they have a different measure, and they work accordingly.
That seems pretty basic, that you'd have a measure of success and that the outcome of the project would be pretty clear. That doesn't happen?
And unfortunately not. There are some companies who are very good at this. There are many that are not. And the difficulty is that most people think they're very clear. And what in essence has happened is the vision of that measure of success is absolutely crystal clear in their head, but they haven't been very good at communicating that out to others. And we're putting some document or a link on their SharePoint site that indicates what is the absolute measure of success defined. And if that's not clearly defined, then anyone who's new to the project, such as someone who just graduates from college and lands in the job, has no idea.
Can you give me an example of maybe a good measure of success and a bad measure of success?
A good measure of success would clearly explain the big picture, and from my perspective, that is what, when, why, potentially where, absolutely how, and critical is with whom are you collaborating, and for whom is this deliverable going to be sent to, presented, you know, the service provided, and that's not often clearly defined. One of the biggest things I've discovered in the work I've done is that most people are not clear who the end customer is.
And that really, seems pretty basic.
It does. And yet you'd be surprised at how often the actual end customer is really not considered in the effort, in particular when time pressure is applied. There's a simulation in the cross-group collaboration class that I teach that I'm actually honestly surprised at how consistently people ignore who the customer is.
Wow.
So
who do they think the customer is?
They think it's each other, which is true. Other team members with whom you're collaborating are absolutely your customer. But not recognizing what is the actual measure of success from the true end customer's perspective is often not considered, or they believe that what has been communicated is all the information that needs to be known. So they don't check in periodically with the customer to confirm that they have the priorities clear and they have the measure of success clear, that they have understood the vision of the customer needs and they're actually implementing them.
Stacy, this has been really great. I appreciate your talk with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Todd, and I look forward to talking with you again.
That was Stacy Dickinson talking about collaboration. If you like what you heard, look for more of Stacy's podcasts on our website. On Borders of Interviews, help you rocket to the top.